Ian, what can you say? As results descend tremors into the football championship, I think that is one a huge victory for your side.
Yeah, I suppose from our side of things, we're after a very good year so far, and we got a big win at home against Meath, and we were coming up here full of belief, not hope, and I think that's a very important distinction. And the first half, the way it played out, it was actually a bit cagey. We were kind of relatively happy enough, and Dan O'Mahony was really unlucky with a slip, and that probably separated the two teams. And then coming on into the last 15 minutes, we have huge belief in our ability, but we also have huge belief in the bench. And we knew if the game was getting tight that we'd have that kick there coming in the last 10, 15 minutes. And I think our last 5, 6 scores were unreal, and that really powered us on. But we came in here with full belief, and we're not surprised by the result, I suppose I'll put it that way. But we know it was a big task coming up here, and we're just delighted with the win ultimately and going into the quarterfinal now.
Yeah, because it seemed that for large periods it was kind of, there was always that 4 or 5 point gap. But then you got to rally scores, and your one strikes out in memory, really. There was a moment where the place kind of went quiet and you could see the belief growing in your side.
Yeah, do you know what? It was probably a funny game in the sense of every time we kind of had a positive play, something like a ball might drop short or there might be a turnover or something unlucky like that. So once we kind of got those 2-3 scores in a row, that kind of gave us the momentum that really kicked on. And I suppose, lucky enough, it came in the last like 10-12 minutes. But I thought we had a huge performance overall. I thought Pat and goal, you know, the wind was very blustery, mightn't be there. I don't know what it'd be like, obviously, in a Sunday game, but you know, it was tricky to get, and we got a lot of primary possession. That'll always keep in the game. And as the game went down, our kick-out press got better and better, and we were getting more hands on ball. But I just thought it was a huge performance, and I think we've been building all year. And I think the Meath game now coming into here, like, we're delighted. A score that really sticks out for me there is Tommy Walsh, a real leader for the team. You know, he got an unbelievable 2-pointer there.
The whole ground was like, wow, is that actually gone over?
But he's leader of the team, and I suppose with Conor Callan being suspended, like, there was almost this extra incentive to do it for him because he's the main man, he's our leader, like, you know. But I thought there was plenty of other displays of leadership there today. Sean Walsh stepping in, thought he was huge. Thought Sherlock up top, thought Shelley in the back, you know, and we're really kind of developing leaders across the pitch.
And to have that arsenal of 2-point shooters from everywhere now, it appears.
Yeah. In fairness, no. I suppose it's something that we would have worked on there for the last 2 years. We have the players to do it, you know, and I suppose the benefit was we had the win there in the second half, and we were able to probably take those extra couple of chances. And we were very unlucky. We had probably 2 or 3 chances in the first half to drop short, but just the nature of the game, we kept fighting. And I thought we had great energy. And in fairness, you know, you could hear the crowd's energy there late in the game. You know, the supporters that made the long journey, in fairness to them, like, really kind of gave us that extra couple of percentage there towards the end.
And at the end then as well, obviously they needed either a 2-pointer or a goal. When it flies over the bar with 10 seconds to go, you know you've done it. That must have been a special feeling.
Yeah, I think the last 3 or 4 minutes, the game probably turned into a bit of chaos, but we probably had 2 chances to ice the game, and we messed up twice. But I think that's just the nature of who we are sometimes, you know. The highs are high and the lows are lows. But I thought we played very well. I thought we were defensively solid all game. I thought they had to really work hard for their scores. And I thought when it came down to a 1 score at the end, I had full belief that we were going to be able to keep them out. And lucky enough, they forced the 1-pointer, so we were delighted with that.
Through to the quarterfinals now, next weekend off. That's a huge statement.
Yeah, geez, look, it's massive. I suppose coming up here, there was an element, you're going to lose and you're going to be out, 6-day turnaround. But we were coming up here with full ambition to win. And then the benefit, obviously, is getting to the quarterfinal, but you have that extra week of rest, draw a couple of knocks. That was a huge battle there, like, so there's going to be sore bodies. But that extra week of rest, you can't put enough value on it. But I suppose ultimately for us, coming up here, getting a win up the north is huge for the group from a psychological point of view, and gives us great confidence going into Croke Park.
The flight home will be a bit nicer.
Joe, you're laughing there. We were on about if we scored a goal. Did we score a goal? If we score a goal, then we do the airplane celebration. But the game was a bit too intense now for that. But now we're delighted now, and in fairness to the county board supporting us there, you know, getting that quick journey back. It also helped in the preparation up, you know, if you had a long journey up, obviously it takes its toll. But in fairness, we're all together now, like, and we're all pulling in the right direction.
Congrats, special day.
Super, thanks.